In this week's parsha, Yisro, we read the Aseres HaDibros. And one of the Dibros is Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lokacho. And that mitzvah involves making Kiddush. And Kiddush is certainly Diraisa. There's a Machloikas Rishonim where the Havdalah is also Diraisa. The Rambam's opinion, and also the Sefer HaChinuch, is the opinion that Havdalah and Kiddush are both Diraisa. And therefore, women who are obligated in the midst of Kiddush, because there's a hekesh between Zocha and Shoma, those are obligated in Shoma, which means to observe the Shabbos and not do Malacha, which women are obligated in, are also therefore obligated in the midst of Zocha, the midst of Sasei. However, according to those we've shown him, that Havdalah is only Drabonon, is not, and therefore not a subset of Kiddush, there's a machloikus where the women are chayiv in Havdalah, because then it falls back into the rubric of being a mitzvah asay, shazman grama, that women are exempt from. And in terms of the mitzvah of Kiddush, the Ramban, in his Perush and Chumash, has an extraordinary observation, or a position. He says that the mitzvah of Kiddush is actually to sanctify the Shabbos. And therefore, this, just as we have by Yovel, that there's a mitzvah to count the Yovel, so says the Ramban, is also a mitzvah to sanctify the Shabbos. And by doing that, we add an extra dimension of Kedusha to the Shabbos. And he compares saying Kiddush to Besdin Bimukadesh the Yovel. And to quote the Ramban, this is in Perish and Chumash in Yisro, he says, V'chein amu noshin chayavas b'kiddush ha-yom dvar Torah, ze al kiddush ha-layla. That's the obligation to be Kiddush at night. Kigon Kiddush HaChodesh, like Mikadosh the Chodesh. The Kiddush HaYovel. Avo B'yom Asmachta, but doing, making Kiddush during the day, that's only a Drabonon. And if we don't say Mikadosh, we don't say Mikudosh, Mikadosh HaShavosh, we just make a boy pure goffin. So it's sufficient to make the Kiddush b'knisasu. And the Ramban is of the opinion that Kiddush al Hayayin is only a Drabonon. Rashi's opinion is that Kiddush al Hayayin is Diraisa. But what we see from the Ramban is that by saying Kiddush, it's not only that we say Divrei Shevach on the Shabbos, which indeed it is, of course, and we recognize the significance of the Shabbos, but by saying Kiddush, we actually add a level of Kedusha to the Shabbos. In fact, we always know there's a dichotomy between Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Shabbos is Kodesh from the first Shabbos. It's Mikudesh Me'elov. But Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh requires Bezin to sanctify the Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos. And now that we don't have Bezin, either it's based on the last Bezin of Hillel Sheni that was Mekadesh all the Rosh Chodeshim and Yom Tovim in the future, or it's based on the Cheshbon according to the Rambam, namely that Klal Yisrael accepts this day, and the ultimate authority rests with Klal Yisrael. As we say, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim, the one bracha queries, how can we have two themes in one bracha? We have a general principle, Ein Chosmi v'Shnayim. So one says this is not a dual, two separate independent themes. It's one theme. Mekadesh Yisrael, God sanctifies Yisrael, the Mekadesh L'Chadoshim. That is Klal Yisrael, that's Mekadesh, the Rosh HaChadoshim and the Yom Tovim, because the ultimate authority is with Klal Yisrael, and Bezdin is the representative of Klal Yisrael. But there is, though Shabbos is Kodesh by itself, without Kiddush Bezdin, but by every Jew saying Kiddush in his house, he adds an extra dimension of Kedusha. And namely, he merges the Kedusha of Shabbos with the Kedusha of Yom Tov. And that's what we say in Parshas Emor. Eilam Odei Hashem Ashtiku Osam B'Modam Shesh Yishamim. That we when we say Eilam Odei Hashem, we begin with Shabbos and then we go to the Yom Tov, the Shachidoshim and Yom Tovim, because Shabbos also is included in the Moedei Hashem and therefore requires a Maisa Kiddush. That Kiddush is the Kiddush that everybody says at home and adds an extra dimension of Kedusha. We see such a notion that you can have something that's Kaddish and still there's a mitzvah to Mekaddish, because the Loch is by B'chor, that even though it's Kaddish Mirechem at birth, but the Loch is mitzvah Lakdisho. And that Kedusha of sanctifying the B'chor, even though it's Kaddish already, if we Mekaddish it, is actually takes effect. Because the Loch is that if you're Matvis in a B'chor, the Kedusha is chal on another korban, because it's still called a dover hanodo because of your sanctity, because there's mitzvah lakdisho. So you see, there's a chalois kedusha based on that. And similarly on Shabbos, by saying kiddush, we merge Shabbos with the other yom tovim, and there's a dimension of kedusha of yontif as well. The rough side of the Nesiv quotes this. That we know in our Nusach Lebracha on Shabbos, we say Mekadesh HaShabbos. On Yom Tov, we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Or Rosh Chodesh Mekadesh Yisrael V'Rosh Chodoshim. Because on Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, we're adding, because Klai Yisrael is the Mekadesh. Shabbos is Kodesh Me'elav. But the Yishalmi has the Girsha, even by on Shabbos, Mekadesh Yisrael the Hasmanim, because of that opinion of Yishalmi is that, as I said, we're merging that Shabbos also has the dimension of Yontif, and that's why it's mentioned in the Parsha in Emor of the Yom Tovim, because it also has a dimension of Kedusha of Yontif. And so, according to the Yishalmi, we say Mekadesh Yisrael for Yom HaShabbos, because the Yishalmi is of the opinion that Shabbos also is included in the Moedei Hashem, and therefore, it's Kadosh. It's Kodosh on two levels, both because it's Shabbos and because it's because it's one of the Yom Tovim, of one of the Moedei Hashem.